USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Searchers are continuing to work to find survivors in the rubble of a 12-story condo high-rise that collapsed 3 days ago near Miami Beach. Over 156 people remain unaccounted for, and at least 5 people have died in the collapse. According to AAA, close to 48 million Americans will be taking a trip over the 4th of July holiday. That is a 40% increase from last year. This comes as airlines, including Southwest and American, are scrambling to keep up with the high demand, both airlines having to cancel flights due to lack of planes. Henry Hartevelt is an airline analyst. He tells CBS News,
"The airlines were caught with their pants down. They scheduled too many flights, and they didn't have enough people ready to operate the flights, operate the airports, and the companies that they work with were short, too."
USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As we head into July, we may have our first hurricane of the season.
Well, Atlantic tropical activity has diminished after Claudette hit the southern United States. Waters over the eastern Pacific have spawned Tropical Storm Enrique. Meteorologists predict Enrique will become the first hurricane of the 2021 season. Enrique was upgraded to a tropical storm and the fifth named system in the eastern Pacific on Friday morning. Strengthening is anticipated this weekend. The storm is tracking in a northerly direction along the west coast of Mexico. Forecasters say dangerous surf will also impact coastal areas of Mexico into next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Biden signed an executive order that ensures every part of the federal government will conduct race-conscious diversity training and engage in race-conscious hiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you'll help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Former President Trump hitting the road Saturday evening.
Former President Donald Trump held a campaign rally Saturday night in Ohio for congressional candidate Max Miller, running for Ohio's 16th district. During his speech, the former president criticized the use of critical race theory in the military, saying that its implementation has made military leadership weak.
The military brass have become weak and ineffective leaders, and our enemies are watching and they're laughing. We need a Republican Congress to ban critical race theory. You know, I had it banned through executive order, and it was fine. And then when we didn't get in, they immediately reinstituted it. But where's it all gone? But they have to get it out of our schools, and they have to ban it in our workplaces, and ban it in our states, and ban it in federal agencies, and ban it in our military, maybe most importantly.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is denouncing a federal lawsuit filed against the state's new voting law. In a statement issued on Saturday, the Republican governor characterizing the Justice Department suit as lies and misinformation the Biden administration has pushed against Georgia's Election Integrity Act from the start. The Biden administration claims without proof that the changes to the state's election laws were enacted to discourage members of Georgia's African American community from voting. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.